Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she saw a black figure in their house. Her mom saw it, and her dog even saw it. The family all agrees they have something living in their house with them. If you're nice to the ghost, will it be nice to you?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your Real Ghost Story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. You're at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We would love to hear them. Of course, you can also check out our website at ghostpodcast.com or become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts as well. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. Love to hear your ghost stories if you got them at, 855-853-4802. Christmas ghost stories would be kind of fun to hear right now since we're getting into that season. So if you so happen to have one, do share.
I would love that. That would be fun.
A lot of Christmas ones that we've heard over the years. If you go back into the archive and go back to December months, you will find many, 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 many of them. Some creepy, some heartwarming, some that will make you never want to see your family again for the rest of your life.
Well, I've had enough of those nightmares throughout my life. I had nothing to do with the paranormal. It just had to do with family.
Just family. That's all. Let's go to our first caller at 855-853-4802. Hi.
Good evening. My name is Tom. I've got a couple of stories. Actually, I'll tell the oldest one. Maybe I'll call back another time and tell the other one. But back in early 2000, maybe 2002 or 3, I bought into a little country store that had a trailer. And you rented the two together, the building and the trailer. I lived right behind the store. It was also very close to a old Civil War battle, and I'll get back to that. But I had been living there about a year running this store, and I went away for Christmas weekend. And while I was gone, I had a tweak and knee injury. I had had got some borrowed some having a brain fart right now. Crutches. Borrowed a set of crutches and brought them home. Well, my knee was in good shape by the time I got back, but I left for work Monday morning after that weekend. I had set the crutches against a chair in my living room. When I came home that night, put the key in the door and opened it, and I heard a thump. When I walked in, the crutches had just fallen onto the floor. I didn't think a whole lot of it, but I went back to work the next day. Came home, but same thing, put my key in the door, and when I walked in, those crutches fell on the floor again. And that time I had made sure that when I set them against the chair, they were, you know, real stable and everything, fell right over. So I thought that was kind of weird, but then maybe a few days later, I was having breakfast, or making breakfast in the kitchen, and the radio came in on in the living room from an old jam box I had. And there was no alarm or anything that you could set to turn it on and off. It just came on. So I thought that was kind of weird. A couple other things happened. I kept waking up 3:33, same time every night. Just pop right out of bed like somebody just smacked me in the face or something. 3:33. And this happened maybe every third night or something. This went on for several weeks. But the strangest thing that happened before the final night was that I was watching TV. It was a scene in which there were two individuals talking at a dinner table. Behind them was a white wall, or to the side of them was a white wall, and it was taking up maybe two-thirds of the screen. I'm watching this TV, this movie, and my name appears in thick black letters on the TV between their two faces, and then fades out. And I literally smacked myself to make sure I was awake. So that was the last unusual thing that happened before the big thing. Now, the big thing was that I went to bed one night, and I woke up, and all within a few seconds, I was sleeping on my stomach. And I noticed like a black shadow move across my room and disappear like out the window or something, or through the wall. And I looked down, and it was 3:33 again. And in the next couple of seconds, I realized I couldn't breathe. And one part I missed was that when I woke up, I felt like kind of as I was waking up, there was a weight on my back that lifted. And at this point, I couldn't breathe and started, I don't know if you ever had the sensation of falling on a football, had the air knocked out of your lungs. It happened to me a couple of times, but it's a rough feeling because you're trying to breathe and can't get any air. And this is what was happening to me. And it took me about three or four inhales to finally start catching a little air and getting my lung filled back up. And when I got to the point where it was filled up, I screamed. The whole neighborhood probably woke me up. I think I woke up the wolves, and scared the living hell out of me. And the next day, I don't know how I got back to sleep, but I did. And the next day, it was gone. I knew it was gone. So I don't know if it was a test or what, but what I linked it to and what I thought about later was that I do metal detecting. I dig for Civil War items. And a couple of weeks before this started, I was out digging on this hill, which is like within a quarter mile of my home. And an elderly lady owns it, and she let me on to metal detect. And it's very close to a battlefield that happened years and years ago during the Civil War. And the first thing I found was a medal or a button. And it was a, just not an ordinary button. It was a officer's button. And it was pristine. It looked like it had dropped within the last few days. I mean, it was just very clean, and I didn't understand it. It was right near the top, right near the surface. And I took that home, and I'm wondering if that spirit that was in my place was that Civil War officer. I don't know. But that's my story. I got another one. I'll call back at some other time and tell you that one. That's a little more recent. All right. Take care, fellas. Thanks.
What's your thoughts on all that?
You know, at first, at the beginning of that story, I thought it was a haunted crutches story.
Yeah.
But it kind of had a twist. And then, because I do think when you bring in objects like that you find, especially when you're looking for Civil War relics.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of seems like there could be a connection. But then I'm the one who has the Murder She Shed in the back of my house with that pair of crutches in it.
Are they still there?
Yeah. Yeah. I just don't know what else to do with them. It just seems like if they're wrapped in black plastic and they're in my Murder She Shed, I guess they just need to live there forever. I don't know.
Do you ever have any plans to use the Murder She Shed for anything, or is it too out of commission to really do much there?
It's not in really great shape. And I put like my all my potted plants in the winter. I move them in there, just the empty pots. So it sits in there, and I've got some tables in there, and then it's got the crutches,
mm-hmm.
and then it has some firewood for my fire pit, and that's all I use it for.
And storing the mystery crutches from someone.
Yeah. So I thought that was going to be a haunted crutches story. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, I can totally relate to this.
You got to start using the crutches. And all hauntings aren't bad. What if you started using the crutches or something and it turned out like you had like superpowers or something with them? You could like aim the crutch somewhere.
Oh my God. Maybe it would help my bad hip.
Yeah. Suddenly it heals
you. Oh my God, I'm cured.
Murder, She Shed Crutches, save the day. That could really be the lesson learned here.
That's what I need.
When you go into a shed and find random things, take it, use it, because you never know what is going to happen. That's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to our bonus episodes and advanced episodes and all that, check it out, ghostpodcast.com, patreon.com/realghoststories, or at Apple Podcasts on our premium channel. You can subscribe there as well. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Bretsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretsky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.